That's right. It's time again to read stories. There he is. Read stories about the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Henry is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. And each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 72 and 76 degrees. Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that on June 28th in Poughkeepsie, the Environmental Protection Agency held the first of two public hearings explaining why they are not cleaning up all the PCBs General Electric dumped in the Hudson River last century. Quote, the PCBs are spread out in a huge area of 200 miles, unquote, Gary Kalinske, the EPA's field director for the Hudson River, explained. Quote, it's not feasible to take all those PCBs out, unfortunately, unquote. Instead, in 15 years, people will only be able to eat one fish meal from the Hudson River every 2 months, according to health recommendations. It will take more than 55 years before all local species of fish from the Hudson River are safe enough for some people to eat once a week. Representatives of Scenic Hudson, Riverkeeper, and local government officials weren't happy about that. Quote, General Electric has conducted an extensive cleanup in the Hudson, Upper Hudson, but they left thousands of pounds of PCBs behind, Superfund caliber contaminants, meaning the most hazardous waste in the country. Those are still in the Upper Hudson, and they are flowing over the Troy Dam and contaminating the Lower Hudson, unquote. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan said, quote, our fish are not safe to eat. Our drinking water is threatened. Our air is unsafe. It's time for a complete and comprehensive cleanup, unquote. The EPA holds one more hearing about the matter at 6 p.m. Wednesday, July 19th at the Saratoga Hilton, 534 Broadway in Saratoga Springs. You can see that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matt Coyne at lowerhudson.com reports that the Coast Guard has called off, for now, an attempt to create 10 anchorage sites on the Hudson River between Poughkeepsie and Yonkers for large barges. The Coast Guard said it would suspend future rulemaking decisions on the proposal that was supported by the commercial shipping industry and opposed by environmental groups and most local elected officials. In recent days, the legislature in Albany passed a bill blocking the anchorages. Governor Andrew Cuomo had not signed that bill at the time of the Coast Guard's announcement, and Cuomo has not said whether he will sign the legislation or not. Read the full story at lowhud.com. And finally, Henry, you always hate this part of the news in the Hudson River. Heavy rains led to a 17-hour discharge from the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility June 27th into the Hudson River at the Broad Street Boat Launch.